This year's Day of the Dead celebration is taking place at the Greenlawn Cemetery on October 20th. And I'll let Leticia tell you a little bit more about it.
And we have like a loop. We have a big loop in the cemetery. And we have in one area, we will have 3 food trucks. And another one that is going to be like coffee, you know, with donuts. You might know which one I say. And then in the other side, we will have vendors, and they all like a small crafter people. So everything is like a day handmade and about the Day of the Dead. And then we have in music, we have in Jason and Michelle. And then we're going to have Mark, the one that plays with the R band. And then we have in Yesenia Figueroa, which she sings like mariachi. Then we have in also the Azteca Mexica group, which is like the ones that dance with the feathers. We had the Katrina contest. So anyone that wants to dress up like a Katrina, they can show up before 5, and at 5, I think they have to be 30 minutes before 5, and at 5 is going to be the contest. And so we have 3 prizes for them. Also, we have at the end, we have the big parade. And the parade is just great because we have big puppets. We have a big surprise this year. For that, we need volunteers to wear the puppets. Like we made the puppets, and then we need, you know. Last year, we have like 4 young kids, skinny, tall ones that cool, you know. Get in there, and it was very good. I didn't mention that we start at 10 with the historical tour of the cemetery. The cemetery is just, you know, it's a historical cemetery, beautiful. And so we had that for free because other times you have to sign on and pay. And inside the mausoleum, we have from 10 to 6 the art exhibition. We will play actually the Book of Life at 11:30. Inside the mausoleum. So if you want to watch the Book of Life, then you can come. It's your opportunity. And we having also a conversation that is called That and Reiki. We sell beer. So if you are interested in some beer, so we have so many things, and we need volunteers. We need a lot of volunteers. And I have a big list, you know, for volunteers. But we need from people that will be washing trash, you know, to change the trash. I think the trip is like 2 hours, so it's not that much. And then we need people to check IDs, to put the bands, to other people to sell beer. We need people to check in the mausoleum if anything is needed. We need people to check in the offerings. Oh, I didn't mention that we have big offerings and offrenders and altars. Yeah, we have a big tent with ofrendas. And we, the Latino Arts for Humanity, we have a big offering. We call it the community offering. And then we have Damas Latinas also is going to participate. We have the Musicon, which is another business. They will participate. Adriana Arriaga will have another one. Margarita Revilla, that's been like forever with us, she will have another, the one from Oaxaca. So we have like 3 more, I can't even remember. And then we also have an area that is for kids where we do like a workshops, and we teach them how to do a sugar skull mask. And then we do flowers too that they can place also, like paper flowers, they can place it in the graves. And then we have face painting. So I just seen more artists and more offerings, and in that way we will just get more people participating. And that's what I really want to see, you know, I want to see that.
Like who is it for? That's like the question.
Oh, this year we honoring the Mother Earth. So the title is Honoring Mother Earth, Lift Her Up. And so, yeah, so basically I was telling you before that we had partnered with Sierra Club to do different things, and this year we were working with them to in the campaign to avoid the use of straws. And so basically we're just trying to make the awareness that, you know, we don't really use to use straws and plastics and how much we pollute in, you know, oceans and rivers. And we really need to try to help our environment if we want to keep existing.
Yeah.